What is the strategic plan all about? Just some background for our audience.
Okay. The initiative is actually very comprehensive. We're looking to affect not only attitudes. It's about training, awareness, and education in the cybersecurity arena. It's a multi-agency effort, a top-down approach here in Washington that's actually reaching out to the whole country to enable bottom-up grassroots efforts as well. It's a very, very comprehensive, and the strategic plan tries to lay out what we're trying to do over the next 5 years or so.
Which are some of the agencies that are also involved?
So major players involved besides NIST, the Department of Homeland Security is playing a major role as lead of a number of the component areas. The Department of Defense is involved, Office of Personnel and Management, National Science Foundation, the Department of Education. All of these agencies are playing major roles, as well as the Office of the Director of National Intelligence.
What sort of comments are you looking for? What is it that you want to have in this guidance?
So in any type of plan like this that's very comprehensive and broad-reaching, and because we're interested in affecting behavior of the entire population, there are lots of professionals out there on private sector, academia, and even other government agencies, state, local, tribal, territorial, that would have input from their perspective that might be slightly different than the perspective of the people who developed the plan. So we want to make sure that we're aware of any gaps there or issues that we might have missed, focuses that might need to be tweaked in a certain direction. So we want input on the content. What do you see in the plan that represents things you're doing? And if you don't see yourself in the plan, tell us about it.
That's an interesting point, because it can't be a one-size-fits-all type of strategy, but it would also have to evolve with time, because the bad guys are always trying to get one step ahead of the good guys. So how are you going to be able to bake in that kind of flexibility?
So that's a very very good point. The field of cybersecurity is constantly changing and constantly updating itself. So that's part of the challenge that we face, is the remaining current in our training efforts and our educational efforts. So part of the plan talks about baselining what's the current state of play right now, looking at that, and then doing analysis on that to see where any gaps might exist or resources might be recommended to be reallocated in different areas. Do that analysis, make the recommendations, and then start all over again. It's a cyclic process that has to maintain itself and continue to grow, because it will take you a number of years, say a year and a half, 18 months to complete the baselining and the analysis and make recommendations. And by that time, your baseline is no longer accurate, so you have to go back and start all over again. So the idea at the very beginning is to build in this cycle for a steady state, when NICE is in a steady state condition, where we're constantly reevaluating the conditions on the ground.
We are talking with Ernest McDuffie. He is the lead for the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education, also known as NICE, at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. What sort of people would be involved in this give and take to help formulate this strategy? Are you looking for IT people, techies, educators?
All of the above. It's really interesting. There's certainly some camps that believe that the cybersecurity issue is strictly a technical issue, and certainly a vast part of it is technical. But at the same time, the weakest link in any type of system is always going to be the human element. So you have to involve people with cognitive skills, people who look at the psychological aspect of how humans and machines interact, and make sure you're keeping that in the forefront as well. So it really is looking for input across a broad spectrum of expertise. We're certainly reaching out to industry and academia. The National Science Foundation is playing a big role in looking at the multidisciplinary nature of the scientific endeavors that impinge on this field.
And the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education, one of the terms is education, which makes me think of school and students and the next generation of these cyber warriors, these cyber sleuths. How are you incorporating them into this plan, or has it gotten that far yet?
No, absolutely. They're key to the future. You're absolutely correct there. There's a number of activities already ongoing. For example, the last two summers, for sure, there's been a program called U.S. Cyber Challenge that provides competitions across the country for students and even older adults to demonstrate their cybersecurity skills in terms of defending networks against attacks. These competitions and to get into them, you have to pass an examination and a test to prove that you have certain skills. And there's more than just that. The U.S. Cyber Challenge. I was in California a few months ago at the University of California Polytechnic Institute in Pomona. I had a major competition there. I was in Richmond, Virginia just a few weeks ago. I had some 80 students at a community college there participating in a competition. There are other competitions of the same nature, U.S. Patriot and a number of others. In fact, the people who are sponsoring and putting these competitions together are looking to bring all of their efforts under a single umbrella and try to elevate this to almost a sports-like March Madness of college basketball.
That sounds fun.
Right, yeah.
The timeline that you're looking at, what is it? What's the next step for NICE, and where does it go from here? What's this timeline over the next couple of years?
So major events happening next month in September out of NIST headquarters in Gaithersburg. We'll be having our second annual major conference workshop, a three-day event where we'll be bringing together a number of the different components of the initiative, speakers from federal government, state government, industry will be there. Will be a number of breakout sessions where we'll be actually moving the ball forward. The plan is to continue to have these type of events, at least the one major annual event, and then there are numbers of other events that are going on. For example, the certification community, your SANS and CompTIAs and ISC Squares of the world, are actually forming their own consortium to focus on the importance of hands-on training, how important it is for people to be more than just taking exams to prove that they're capable of defending systems, but actually demonstrate their capabilities through hands-on activities. Lots of activities like that. Also on the education space, providing modular curriculum materials for K-12, undergraduate, graduate education, where there are school districts that are actually looking for this type of material to inject into their curriculum.